Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm reading the posts in r/incest written by user SelectGift. His story is called BS for Brother Sister on Vacation at My Parents' House, and I Watched My Parents Having Sex. Well, that's the name of this update number 7. So here we go. I wasn't going to post an update yet, but what happened last night has been kind of stuck in my head all morning. LOL. So I need to talk about it. And if not with you guys, with whom would I have these conversations? This post comes light on developments and heavier on horny details. And I know you guys enjoy horny updates that are horny. Let's start with more of the boring stuff. My parents came on Monday, and my sister went back to pretending nothing's going on. She has been more open to hanging out with me, but still tries to mostly spend time with my parents. I try to get her to hang out with me a little later at night, when we would have more privacy, but most nights she insists on going to bed earlier, so no major flirting or anything is happening. I spoke with my dad about staying. He seemed pretty hesitant about my stay. I'm not really sure why, but he didn't necessarily say no. He just asked me lots of questions like, will that not affect your job? What about your apartment? Do you not have any responsibilities that would stop you from staying here? I obviously don't want to stay if they're not super comfortable with me here. It does surprise me though, because we have always been a really close family. I've never gotten the impression that when I visit, it creates much of an inconvenience to them, particularly now that they aren't really hosting for me anymore. I'm just hanging out. I told my dad I would be more than happy to contribute financially for me to stay here. I'll pay rent and buy my own food. I have also rented a car for the duration of my stay and would continue to rent. At the end, I added I didn't want to impose and abuse their hospitality whatsoever. However, if it was too much, I could go back whenever. He told me it wasn't about the money and that they would love to have me home this Christmas. He said that before he gave me the green light, he had to run it by Mom. I said, fair enough. We'll revisit the topic in a couple of days. For the time being, we agreed I was fine not booking a flight back. I had an opportunity yesterday to realize this subreddit is being a bad influence on me, LOL. I'm starting to look at life like it's a fucking Team Skeet video. I have no idea what Team Skeet is. Last night, I went out for dinner with some old high school friends. I came back around 10:30 p.m. or 11. As I walked into the house, all the lights were off, but I could see through the living room glass doors that the patio lights were on. I came out and heard my mom and sister laughing. My mom, my dad, and my sister were in the hot tub. My sister and my mom were looking away from me, so I could see only their backs. I was about 20 feet from them when I said hello. They all seemed startled, and my mom and sister seemed to immediately dip their bodies lower into the water, so only their heads were above water. My sister said, oh, before you could go all the way here, my phone is charging in my room. Do you mind bringing it to me? I just don't want to get out. I said, sure, and went to get the phone. As I was walking away, I started thinking, were they naked in there? Now that I think about it, I didn't see their top straps on their backs. A chill starts creeping into my body. This would be completely out of left field for my family. We've never shied from talking about sex around my parents. Growing up, we even walked into my parents having sex a couple of times. So we have some blurry pictures of what my parents look like naked. But hanging out naked is a completely different thing. I was walking back preparing myself to play it cool when I came over. After all, if that's a thing now, I really don't have any problem with that. When I came back, my mom and sister are still with their heads out of the water. And my sister stands up. She's wearing a swimsuit. Both of them are. It's tied around their necks, so that's why I didn't see the straps before. I hand my phone to my sister and she thanks me. My hands are shaking so much that even my mom commented about it. I told her I'd caught a chill. I just walked away to have a beer by myself. I needed to breathe for a moment, LOL. So I think I need to hang out less with you pervs. You're making me see things. And lastly, this isn't really incest, but given we're all pervs here, I figured you all may enjoy being told about this. Much later, I was under the impression everyone had gone to bed. I'm hanging out in the TV room and decided to get myself a drink. The living room, dining room, and kitchen are all joined in the shape of an L, the kitchen being the shorter bit, and the living room and the dining room being separated only by a fireplace. Along that side of the L, the whole wall is glass doors and windows that go out into the terrace. From there, you can see the whole backyard, the patio, etc. Okay, hopefully it wasn't as confusing as it felt as I wrote it. The house was completely silent, so I assumed I was the only person up at the time. I was just hanging out by the fridge checking on my phone, and I heard a distant moan. My head perked right up. I waited a couple of seconds in absolute silence, and it happened again. I started walking toward the glass door, slowly, as to not make any noise, trying to follow the sound. When I came up to the window, I could see my parents in the hot tub. Well, not as much in it as on top of it. My mom was bent over holding herself up on the edge of the tub with her knees bent in the seat. My dad was standing behind her, holding her hips, fucking her from behind. They were fully naked. I was standing there in shock. I felt the house was probably dark enough that they wouldn't see, that they wouldn't be able to see me through the glass. I was getting so worked up. I started rubbing my dick over my pants. Watching my sister masturbate in her room without her permission felt wrong because she was in her own private space. But if you're going to have sex out in the open, knowing there are people up and about in the house, which they definitely knew, your expectation of privacy is pretty relaxed. I thought of what I'd say if I got caught and figured I'd just tell them the truth and say that I was working and came out and just froze. I stood there, rubbing my dick, every once in a while, looking over my shoulder to check if my sister may have come up from behind. My dad eventually grabbed my mom's wrists and put her arms back, using them to support himself and even thrusting even harder. After a minute or two, my mom pushed him back and turned around, went on her knees and sucked his dick. He stayed still, every once in a while, lightly placing his hand on the back of her head. She'd suck him for a few seconds, take the dick out of her mouth, move to his balls and jerk him off. Rinse and repeat for about 3 to 4 minutes. She stood up again and they made out and leaned back on the edge of the tub holding herself up with her elbows. My dad picked up the whole lower part of her body and fucked her like that while standing. So basically, my mom's body was out of the water completely, inches above it. They were looking at each other, and I could tell they were saying things to each other. I couldn't hear it. After a moment, they stopped. She stood up and kissed him and went back on her knees. She would blow and jerk him alternatingly until he finally came in her mouth. He made this loud groan as he came, my mom jerking him off into her mouth for a good while after. When she stopped, he pulled his dick out of her mouth and my mom opened her mouth wide. I'm assuming to show she swallowed. Then he pulled her back up to make out and then they slowly descended back to sit in the hot tub. At this point, I'm thinking I should go back up to my room and finish jerking off there. Just when I'm turning around, my mom stands up and sits on the rim of the tub and opens her legs. My dad comes over and starts going down on her. His face was being pushed into it so aggressively that she would slowly slide backward and would have to readjust regularly from her pussy to her legs, which let me have a clear view of her completely naked body. then back to her pussy, up to her tits, then to kiss her, then back to her pussy. Like I said, we've seen my parents naked before and knew what they looked like, but it was always similar to knowing what a naked human body looked like in my science textbooks in the sixth grade. I have never had a chance to admire their bodies, much less see them fully engaged sexually. They are both very athletic, so in great shape. Eventually, I told myself I'd seen enough. Just before I went to bed, I saw my mom come. It was pretty incredible. I waited to see if anything else would happen. They sat back down laughing and talking and casually checked their phones. It was definitely time to leave. When I was going back to my room, just as I was walking in front of my sister's door, it opened. My sister just stood there, kind of startled, and we made eye contact for a second in the dark. We just stood there in silence, even though she obviously didn't know what I just did. I felt like I had been caught. She just said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What are you doing?" And then added, "Mom and Dad are having sex in the hot tub." And my sister told me she catches them having sex out there at least once a month. I just laughed and said goodnight. She said goodnight and closed her door. While I've joked along the way, I do want to recognize I was a bit of a creep. The most considerate thing to do at the time would have been just to leave them and go back to my business. But I genuinely felt like I was frozen there watching. Then I got turned on, and in my head, I had a good enough justification to stay, that they were doing it very much out in the open. I can't really describe how much they would have known I was still up. I had been to the kitchen several times and turned the lights on, had the TV lights on in the room, and the TV on at normal volume. The only explanation I can think of why they did is that they either got caught up in the heat of the moment and figured they'd risk it, or they thought I maybe dozed off, or that neither my sister or I care that much. Shit, everyone seems to be pretty open and comfortable with everyone here. Plus, it's better to walk into your parents fucking than fighting, I guess. I don't mean this as an excuse or being a creep as much as an explanation of what went through my head at the moment. After some reflection, I do feel a bit guilty for it. So, if it may happen again, I'll know better. Having said that, I've been feeling pretty horned up around the house, lol. Nothing has really changed. I haven't really interacted with anyone in a sexual way, but it now feels to me like we're all being actively sexual here around each other, which is a feeling I haven't ever had in this house before. I mean, obviously my parents are sexual with each other and always have been, but this felt different. I don't know how to describe it. Whatever. Maybe this subreddit is changing my brain how it works. LOL. Maybe I need to cool it with the reading all the posts in here as frequently as I do. Maybe that can be a way I avoid all accountability for my actions. So, this is a very steamy post about his parents. And a little bit about his sister, but it's good to know that his parents are very sexually active and they're hot. And I don't know, if it was me and I saw my parents and they were like really fit, I'd probably watch too, be a little creepster. It's your parents, I mean, you just don't normally see that. So why not, right? Even as an adult. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, if I saw any couple like having sex, I don't think I'd be able to not see that or like not stop and look. It's just curiosity and fascination at the same time, and a little naughty because they don't know that you see them. Okay, this is update number 8A, I'll call it 8A, but he has it 8 1 of 2. I wasn't going to post until Monday, but I'm too giddy after last night and I needed to share it with you all. Plus, quite a bit has happened in the last 48 hours. This one is a bit long, so I broke it down into 2 parts to make it easier if you want to stop and come back later. I'll post both parts at the same time, though. Also, I must encourage all of us to, once more, take a deep breath and chill. I have received several messages with full-on outlining theories of how my sister and my dad, or both my parents, have had relationships for years. But my mom and sister both conspired to kill JFK, and even details about my life I didn't even know about. I like that he has humor. So let's all slow down for a sec, enjoy the ride, and smell the roses along the way. Thankfully, something happened finally. I was starting to get worried, as the last few days my sister and I have been busy individually and didn't have time to hang out. I've only been spending time with her whenever we're all doing something. My parents had a talk with me about my stay. They said they were very pleasantly surprised about me wanting to stay. My dad apologized about reacting mostly with questions. Apparently, they were under the impression that for the last few years, I haven't wanted to come home. My parents and I had a bit of a tense relationship for about a year after I left the house. They thought I had used things like my apartment or my job as excuses not to visit. So when I mentioned that I wanted to stay, he said he was very surprised and almost wanted to give me an out if I wanted it. I told them that whatever issues we had in the past were very much water under the bridge, and that I looked forward to spending the holidays with them. They agreed and said the same. I have been working on some pretty big projects at work for some time now. I was in charge of a large portion of it, and for the first time in my life, I had to manage a large team of people in order to get things done. The results of all the work we did finally came back on Thursday, and we killed it. My boss was super satisfied. I got a nice little bonus. Thursday night, everyone was gone, and I was dying to celebrate with someone. I ended up going to bed just as my parents were pulling into the driveway. I just stayed in bed. Yesterday morning, no one was home either. I was so excited to share my news with anyone. At around 11 a.m., my sister came in. She was wearing really fancy clothes, but wasn't necessarily put together. She looked very much like she had gone out the night before and had spent the night and was now coming home. We said hello, and I said something to the effect of, "That must have been some breakfast you went out for." She told me she spent the night with someone. Immediately, all the excitement I had just disappeared. I was so bummed out. I tried to play it cool and not say anything about it. I just responded with, "Oh, good for you." She went to her room to change and eventually joined me outside. I think she could tell I was upset. She sat down next to me and started stroking my hair and asked me what I had been up to. No one was home last night, so I just hung out. This morning, everyone was gone as well. She asked me if I knew where Mom and Dad were, and I said they texted me saying they'd let us know they had left for Grandma's early that morning. She asked me if I had heard back regarding my work, and I told her the news. I just kept a pretty natural tone. I was on my laptop as we were talking, so I was both distracted and just kind of bummed out. So I wasn't necessarily excited in telling her. She said, "Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. We've got to celebrate. Tonight, we'll do whatever you want. We'll order in. We'll have drinks. Would you like to invite anyone over?" Well, I did feel like the wind had been taken out of my sails. I did want to spend time with her and wanted to just be with her. So I said, "I prefer to make the evening just ours." She said that sounded good and told me to cheer up. Then adding, "It really is hard to explain, but I had to go out last night. I had to keep a promise. But now that I'm here, I'm all yours. So let's just enjoy being with each other." This made me feel a little better, but still left me quite confused. LOL, fuck this guy she's seeing. Regardless, I couldn't really resist the opportunity to just spend another nice, intimate night with her. I was really looking forward to it. We did some light planning of what our day would look like and agreed to come back together later in the afternoon. In the meantime, I would work and she would do chores. She was wearing only panties and a crop top the whole day. Every once in a while, I would just stare at her and admire her from where I was sitting. Sometimes she would see me doing it and smile or wiggle her bum gently. almost like doing a little dance. Super cute. She teased me almost the whole afternoon. I had been chatting with someone here and on and off throughout the whole day. My sister seemed curious about who I was texting. I figured that if she went out with someone else the previous night, I should be able to look like I have shit on the go. So I told her it was a girl I met on a dating app, and that maybe we'd go out. She would say things like, oh, okay, and then wait a few minutes, and then come back asking for more info about this girl. At some point in the afternoon, I decided to leave the house without telling her. She texted me asking where I went, to which I replied, out just for a drink, and then came back around 6:30/7. LOL, yes, I'm a petty human being. It's a little cute. I think, anyway. Let's see, where was I? But judging by the way the evening turned out, I think it would definitely worked. She texted me several times, to which I didn't respond. When I came back, she asked me where I went and casually asked me who all was there. I said it was just a casual drink, and I told her I was starving and was down to order whenever. She didn't ask anything else. We ordered the food and just watched the movie while we waited. Food arrived, and we decided to take it out to the bar on the patio. It was a warm afternoon, and now the sun was coming down. The weather was perfect to hang out outside. While we were setting up the food, she suggested we go into the hot tub later when it got a little cooler. I agreed, and she responded with, okay, perfect. I'll be right back. She ran inside for a moment while I set up our food. When she came back wearing a bikini. It wasn't super revealing, but it was so sexy. She looked so hot. Her hair was held up in a really nice bun. She looked oh so hot. How many times does he have to say hot? When I saw her, I just stared at her for a second in silence. She did a little spin for me. I said, I thought you were going to wait until later to go into the hot tub. She said she figured I wouldn't be upset if she had her swimsuit on for a while before. But if it bugged me, she would be more than happy to go change. I quickly said, no, no, I like this. We ate, hung out, and finished a bottle of wine. At this point, I was telling her about the whole thing from work, and she told me she was very proud and happy for me. She said, I'll have to get you some sort of gift. I told her she didn't have to. I didn't want her to. Her response was, well, I'll have to reward you in some way. To which I responded, yes, please. That's that I'll want. She practically instructed me to go change into my swimsuit. It was still pretty early. It was way too warm to be in the hot tub. But she said it wasn't fair that she was the only one in a swimsuit. I went and got into my swimming shorts and had a button-up shirt. When I came back, it seemed like our chairs were a little closer to each other than before. I sat down and we kept talking. As we talked, she started undoing the buttons on my shirt, going down one by one, waiting a minute in between each one. The bottom part of my shirt was resting on top of my trunks because of the way I was sitting. So the closer she got to the bottom, I started wondering if she'd just operate that close to my junk. I didn't acknowledge what was going on as we spoke. I just kept acting like what she was doing was something we always do. She got to the bottom of my shirt, and she lifted it in a completely unnatural way, very evidently so that she grazed my dick as she grabbed the shirt. I just smirked and shook my head. She was just talking like nothing was happening. I had a massive boner. It wasn't completely poking out from under my shorts because we were sitting, but when she did a little grazing, my dick twitched. And she could see it come up briefly. She quietly gasped when what happened. I read this already, but it's just so, I don't know why I could never, anyway. But when she did the little grazing, my dick twitched. Oh, wait, I read that already. Sorry. She quietly gasped when that happened. like she didn't expect that to happen at all. When she did, I then asked, "Was that my reward?" To which she responded, "No, that was just dessert. The reward comes later." This rush of heat came to my body. I was really trying to play it cool, but I doubt I was successful. My shirt was completely open now, and I kept it on as we continued talking. Slowly, she brought her index finger to my chest and very softly dragged it from the top to the bottom and back and forth. This was actually more relaxing than arousing for me. When it was time to go into the hot tub, I was sporting a furious erection in my shorts, but I did nothing to hide it. We went in, and after a minute or two of normal conversation, there was a pause. She then asked me about the night I caught my parents having sex in the tub, and she asked me to go over the whole thing. I told her where I stood and gave her the same description I gave you. We were sitting opposite of each other, and as I told her the story, she kept moving her legs around. She just wouldn't sit still. Eventually, our legs started rubbing on each other's, and we could slowly continue moving them while I kept describing that night. She was completely quiet as I was speaking. I was purposely being detailed with my description. I remembered she said she likes Gone Wild audio and erotica, so I figured maybe I could try to get her as close to that as possible without being weird. I finished the story and then explained how it was weird to see my parents engaging with each other as fully sexual beings. How we both walked in on them naked, but never really like this. The same thing I said to you guys last time. She waited until I was completely finished and just responded with, "Wow, but that sounds really hot." I joked how I hadn't seen both her hands above water at the same time in a while. I was absolutely joking, so I was completely caught off guard when she said, "Haha, yeah, not this time, but I'll confess something to you." At this point, I can start easing you into my secrets. I've caught them before, like you, and masturbated watching them. So I'll leave it there for part one. Part two is posted now as well. I will wait after reading part two to make a comment. Okay, this is part 8B, or two of two. When my sister told me she had masturbated to my parents having sex, my brain shattered and caught on fire at the same time. I was super turned on, shocked, confused, and probably constipated. "Why haven't you told me this before?" was the only sentence I could put together. She shrugged her shoulders and continued, "Not that it happens all the time, but it's not rare that they have sex around the house. They haven't done it as much with you being here, but whenever I have the chance to watch them or just listen to them, I do. They're really hot, super passionate." I agreed. Our parents were always very affectionate with each other. We've learned a lot about relationships from growing up in a very stable, very loving home, and they've never made it a secret that they have sex and enjoy it. They're always making jokes. My dad is regularly making "that's what your mom said," or just mom jokes in general. But one thing is them teaching us that sexual chemistry is a normal part of a healthy relationship, and another thing is mixing all of them sex chemicals around in the house, out in the open for me to slip in on them. The picture of my parents having sex in the living room and my sister masturbating behind a wall was the only thing I could think of. I was just blankly staring ahead in silence, just unable to think of something else. I don't know what my sister was doing, but she was also silent for a moment. She broke the silence, saying, "Things have changed around here in the last couple of years." Quick side note here. While we have always been close with our parents, they always made sure that there was a line of respect/authority that was never crossed. So we were always balancing being strict with fun and approachable. When I left for college, however, I was having doubts about being myself in a different country, and my mental health wasn't great. My parents, mom in particular, had issues staying on the approachable side and focused more on the strict. They were constantly reminding me what my goals were, and what expectations they had of me. This only served to push us apart a bit. My sister then explained that my parents were both aware that being so strict only resulted in my pushing them away, and that it was clear that they needed to have a different kind of relationship with my sister to avoid this from happening. Little by little, they became more relaxed with her, to the point of that now. She explains, they have a much more friendly dynamic than we ever had when I was living there. For her to bring someone to spend the night, which would have been grounds for getting kicked out, or talk to them about sex, became much more accepted. So she said that they've come to a point where they feel really comfortable around each other. I guess I've noticed this too, at a distance. When I was in a relationship, things had gotten to a point where I was very comfortable asking my parents for advice regarding my sex life, and even just more intimate aspects of my life. I asked if having sex around the house was part of the openness, and she said it wasn't. She hasn't told them that she caught them so often. So, in her opinion, they just think that they've been getting away with it this whole time, and little by little become more comfortable doing it. She says she enjoys it so much, she doesn't want to ruin it by telling them. They enjoy it, I enjoy it, no reason to make it awkward for any parties involved. At this point, all the sexiness buildup from the whole evening had been completely eroded by such a serious conversation. I was quiet, thinking about what we were talking about. She broke the silence by asking, "So where exactly was Mom when you saw them first?" And I pointed at where she was, bent over at first. She then gets up and gets into the same position as I described, asking me, "Like this?" My eyes peeled wide open, her ass basically a foot and a half away from my face. You would have thought I had never heard of the concept of playing it cool, or just the concept of an ass altogether. I muttered, "Yes, yeah, yes." She said, "And where exactly was Dad?" I could not believe it, and I said only, "What? Where was Dad standing?" I slowly got up and stood where my dad was standing, right behind my sister. I still left about 4 inches between my crotch and her ass. My hands had no idea where to land, so they were just floating around aimlessly. She asked, "Was he that far away?" I was just so stiff, pun absolutely intended. It was one of the most foreign feelings and surreal situations in my life. I stepped forward and my crotch bumped against her ass. She let out a tiny oop and followed it with, "How is he holding her?" I slowly put my hands on her waist and held her there for a minute. The softest and quietest came out of her. We just stood there for a moment. I closed my eyes and I absorbed the moment. I'm not necessarily good at going with the flow. I'm very organized and I like structure, and it was kind of difficult to be doing this without having had all the appropriate conversations with her beforehand. Some of the discomfort, I think, was evident. She ended it with, "Wow, that was a good demonstration. I think you've had enough reward now." And we went back to our spots. We sat in silence for a minute. I felt like an idiot, like I had ruined the moment. I wanted to keep going, so I told myself just to go with the flow, took a deep breath, and said, "That wasn't the only position they did." She smirked and said, "Oh, true. What other positions did they do it in?" I told her to stand up and to sit on the rim of the tub. She did. I gently opened her legs, almost only using the tips of my fingers. And when they were open enough, I stepped in between them, sliding my hands around her legs and slowly moving them up to her hips. This wasn't the same position my parents had, but I was just really going for what I felt more comfortable with at the moment. I came closer to her until both of our crotches touched. The whole time, I'm describing every move as Then Dad did this. Then he did that. I moved my right hand behind her neck and ran my fingers through her hair a little bit, holding the top of her neck at the base of her head, while the palm of my hand touched her cheek and slowly started moving closer. Her attitude shifted from giggly and cheeky to a more serious one. I moved my face closer and finished moving, whispering, "This was it." She whispered, "Wow, it sounds really hot." We held each other there for a second without moving. She ran her fingers on my back, gently scratching it. At this point, I thought, in for a penny, in for a pound, and moved forward to kiss her. She let me get close as I could without touching her lips, and she stopped me, saying, "I think you've had enough reward for tonight. We wouldn't want to break the rules." "Yeah, I guess that would be unfortunate." I slowly moved back and picked her up, put her where she was originally seated, and went back to my spot, trying to play it as cool as I could, pretty casually. I said, "So yeah, that was pretty much it." Then he went down on her, and I went to bed. She laughed and said, "Well, good for her." At this point, we were both obviously horny, without having moved forward. It was like there was nothing else for both of us to do. We just stared at each other in silence. To break the silence, I said, "I'm trying. I'm trying really hard to go with the flow. It's particularly hard when we're playing it by ear, but there are rules I need to stick to. More so when we haven't discussed these rules you have. Wouldn't it be better if we were both on the same page?" She said, "I think a serious conversation is the perfect antidote to how I'm feeling right now. Let's go inside." While a conversation would have been ideal for me, I agreed. Maybe there was a better time to talk about this with a cooler head. We walked out. She held my hand and guided me inside. At this point, it's around midnight. We left everything outside, went into the house, and walked toward our bedrooms. I had no idea what to expect. While we were coming down the hallway, I realized she was fully in control of the situation, so I would try to turn things on her and try to take the lead. "I think we should go to bed before we do something you regret." She almost said something, but then stopped herself. I instructed sternly her to say whatever she was going to say, and she replied, "I don't think there's such a thing," she laughed. She told me she needed to go to bed now, making an emphasis on needed. I knew what she meant. I was about to do the exact same thing. We brushed our teeth together. While we did, she ran her finger up and down my chest and neck. I ran mine around her belly and just under her boobs, and then moved it up to her neck. I waited for her to be ready. When she left, I stayed to pee. I closed the door, peed, and when I came out, her door was closed. I opened the door without knocking. She was in bed in her swimsuit. I looked her in the eye from the doorframe and said, "Leave your door open. I want to hear you." She just smiled and said, "Okay." I went back to my room and left the door open, got naked, jumped into bed, and started jerking off. Minutes later, I heard her drawer close and a tiny little buzzing noise. Seconds after, moaning started coming from across the hall. They were getting louder. At some point, she yelled out, "Tell me again what they were doing when you saw them fuck." I started going over it again, and she moaned from her bed. She sounded so hot, it was incredible. What had happened earlier helped me have just the clearest picture of what she would look like masturbating. I was so hard, my back was tense. She would jump in as I was speaking to ask me questions like, "How hard was he fucking her? Could you see her pussy? Describe what she looked like." Eventually, I was even having trouble speaking from how turned on I was. It was incredible. Eventually, she started coming and she announced it. She moaned so loud. I came so hard at that point that I made it all the way up to my chin. I almost ripped my dick off. It was fucking crazy. we basked in the moment. There was a warm stuffiness, like the one you get in a room after having sex. We said, "I love you," to each other, and we faded to sleep. I woke up early in the morning and thought maybe she'd be sleeping naked with the door open. So I jumped out of bed to take a peek, but she was under her blankets. She was also awake. I poked my head in and said good morning to each other. I was wearing boxers now. She said our parents may be coming home in an hour or two. We got up. She made breakfast while I cleaned up the mess from dinner. Not long after, my parents arrived. My sister and I didn't really speak much this morning, but we have this air of comfort between us. We just kept giggling and exchanging looks. I thought that maybe I could have made more happen last night, but the truth is, I really enjoy the pace at which things are happening. We have time. No need to rush things. Plus, I don't want to go all the way without having a discussion about it. We still have the rest of the weekend to talk about things, and obviously, I wouldn't want to get in the way of the passionate affair my sister and my parents have going on, lol. Okay, I'm fully out of steam. Thank you so much if you stuck around this whole update. It was very long and took quite some time to write, but reliving it was just as fun as going through it. Be good and behave. Okay, so my little opinion about this post, and I'm not going to read another one, I'll just save that for next time, is that was incredibly hot, watching his parents have sex, like watching porn, I think, but you know them because they're your parents, and then reenacting it with your sister, which, I mean, like, it's very risque that she was like, oh, show me what position, etc., etc., and then him trying to think on the fly to make it more comfortable with him, and like moving his hand slowly on her leg to her hip, like, it's just very hot. And then mutually masturbating side by side, but like in different rooms, incredibly hot as well. So, as you know, I love Gone Wild audio, so I can totally relate. So that's the updates for today's post. I hope you enjoyed it.